And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God is in charge of this crazy bus called the Christian Journey. First, I often don't share this, but the truth is, as I reached the age of 50, many moons ago, my vision started to blur. I hadn't eaten enough carrots, which was a bummer. Consequently, I needed glasses, specifically reading glasses, to clearly see the letters in the Bible. It became apparent that these glasses provided me with greater clarity and the ability to grasp things in my mind because my eyes were focused. This is what we need for our Christian walk. Ooh. Next, we strive to understand two of the greatest Old Testament figures, Abraham and David. Both had an excellent pair of spiritual glasses. They had the ability to see everything they encountered through God's perspective. They didn't live by what they could see with their naked eye, but what they could see with their spiritual eyes. You see, that's the difference between regular glasses and Christian glasses. So finally, the real question might be, well, why do we need to see everything through Christian glasses? Why do we need to see everything through faith and not through our own sight? What's the reasoning behind that? Well, for some of us type A personalities who might not like that reality, you'll like this part even worse. The truth is that when we stop seeing with faith, we take over. When we stop seeing with faith, we take over. We no longer leave room for the Lord to perform miracles until we've exhausted all our energy and strength. Sadly, based on what we see and only on what we think is best.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Oy vey! So much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live. So if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, Dallas, Detroit, you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do that, when you make that call, guess what? You're going to end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, you're going to like this one. Ready? This is a good one. This is going to be even more than an awe. This is going to be a good one. When you end up talking to Jammin' Jacob, I just want to tell you what that's like. That's like eating your favorite steak.
Aww.
Come on. Come on now. Come on. How's that?
I like that one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Do you have any steak that you prefer? Anything that's a steak?
Not any particular steak I prefer, but how do you like your steak?
You know what? We went out to dinner last night for Carter's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody had informed me, I'm serious, somebody had informed me, listen to this, that if I order it medium rare, just listen, it's going to come raw at the place we were at. So I ended up ordering it medium, and it came out medium rare. So I thought that person's advice was really sound, and I was very appreciative for it. So I am a medium rare guy, but not too heavy on the rare part. I just don't want to touch it and have it say, "Hey, Dave, how you doing?" I don't want it talking to me while I eat it. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I'm the same way. I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion, but I prefer like medium well, not okay. like well done, but medium well. I don't like it too rare.
And the problem is, no matter what anybody says, and I'll say this, and you guys can just fight over this later, but it's kind of like when you put your card into one of those things to pay for something. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but there is not one system that is the exact same all the way across the board when you put your card in to pay for something. There's like 900 of them. So you put your card in, it's like, well, press this, don't press this, do press this, say this, do a dance, clap, juggle, real quickly, juggle. So then that way, while you're juggling, it can figure out what it's doing with your card.
It used to be a slide, and then it turned into a chip, and then now it's the touch.
Yeah, it's like
I'm waiting for it to eventually happen where you can just pull out your card, and then it just, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem is from there it goes to, we'll put the chip in their head, we'll put the chip in their hand. Oh,
right.
Yeah. Don't get that done, folks.
Just think about you purchasing this item, and then it will happen.
That'll be a problem. All right, somebody, by the way, so that's what it's like talking to Dave. So, wait, somebody is on the line, and so I want to make sure we finish tonight, finish the overall intro, make sure you guys understand. If you've got a prayer request or a praise report, you can reach out to us by email, david@hemisincrease.org, by text, 214-210-8483, or by call, 972-445-0770. And it can be about anything. Prayer request, praise report, you can answer trivia, you can have a joke, I don't know. But somebody is on the line, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Roslyn.
Hello, Roslyn. How are you doing?
I'm super excited, David. How are you?
I'm very, very excited and very, very happy and very, very blessed at your willingness to serve the kingdom of God. That's what I am because of what you did. Tell everybody what you did.
So, a few weeks ago, David was doing his discussion about Petra and then the definition that it's a rock and all this. And then remember, David,
yep.
You kind of did yourself in because you said, yes, I know it used to be a band. And I got on the text and I said, no, it's still a band and you should interview them. So let this be a warning, an FYI to people who volunteer to be ambassadors for the David Spoon Experience. God's going to take you up on it. Because then the text I got back was, okay, great, go get him. And I'm like, what?
We have a saying in ministry. It's called your vision, your burden. Okay, anyway, keep going.
So then I thought, well, I have no idea how to get them to come on the show. How do I even contact them? And so I then started calling Robert, my husband, and I said, how do we track down Petra? And because he has a friend who's also a huge Petra fan. And I said, well, does your friend Donovan know? And he said, hey, I know. I can do it. Okay, well, then find it. So then he found a phone number and an email address. So I said a prayer, like, God, if you want this to work and happen, you make it work. And I'm going to call. And so then I call this number, and then there was one of those recordings where it's like, please wait until we get the person on the line, and it's like this music, and then the person just says hello, and so then I'm like, hello, my name is Roslyn, and I'm calling on behalf of the David Spoon Experience, blah, 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 and he's and stay to see if they'll do it, and after I do my little spiel, he just says, okay, and I'm sitting here at the kitchen table like, that's it. Okay. It was that easy. And so they like, just send me an email. So then I started sending the email and the correspondence back and forth. And long story short, Bob Hartman, who is one of the founding members of Petra, is going to do an interview tomorrow on the David Spoon Experience. Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo! That is correctamundo and excellent work. See, you don't know. I know people are like going, wait, it doesn't, that's not supposed to work that way. And nothing's supposed to work that way, this way, that way. Nobody cares, right? I mean, look, you're talking about a band, I think they did, there was over 7 million albums they sold. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just unbelievable influence. They've influenced thousands upon thousands and thousands of people. I have a couple of my favorite Petra songs, and so we'll get a chance to talk. Tomorrow we'll get to Bob Hartman. He's going to call us in at 2:15. We'll kind of give him the floor, give him a chance to promote. It's a reunion tour, kind of. I think it's called Petra Reunion, but we'll double check with him.
Yeah, the 50th reunion.
Yeah, 50th. We're going to give them a chance just to talk it out, see what's going on, tell people how to get tickets, do what we can. The point is this. Number one, you never know how simple God will make it if you just make yourself available to be used. And look how it worked out. And so, Rosalind, one of the reasons I'm so blessed is because I wasn't trying to force you to do anything. It's just like, well, okay, go ahead, take care of it. Go ahead and get it done. And you did it, and it worked. And it just like should be such a testimony to everybody. With God, you can do anything. You can do
anything. And God totally did all of it, because I really didn't do anything. I mean, I pestered my husband, and then I made a call and I sent an email, and then I didn't hear back from the first email, and I thought, okay, I'm going to give it a couple weeks, and then I'm going to send another email, and I thought, if I don't get a response then, I'm going to call. But then on the second email, I, as professionally as I could, I wrote something like, as a huge Petra fan, we really hope you're able to, you know, do this interview, which was my attempt at code of saying, please say yes, please say yes. I really wanted to do it.
Oh, that's so great. See, you did a phenomenal job. Everybody's appreciative. It'll be a lot of fun tomorrow. Of course, you guys are going to have an awesome time at the concert regardless. I mean, that's just something. But see, that's just the Lord going, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that on the show. And it's like, I didn't do anything. You did it. It's like, you, the Lord, did it. Like, cool. I look forward to it. I think it'll be just fascinating. I love talking to Christian musicians, especially from my past. I just find that to be one of the coolest things because they help me along the walk. And so I'm deeply, deeply appreciative to all their ministry. So good job. Go ahead.
Oh, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
Oh, so what was funny, also related to this, is because so Robert got these tickets for the concert, which, by the way, for everybody, is going to be on the 30th of March at the Arlington Music Hall. And that's 224 North Center Street, Arlington, Texas. And so they still have some tickets if anybody wants to go. And so Robert showed me this screen that said, oh, do you want Petra to come to your church? Here, contact us at this, or send an email and ask your pastor first. And so then I started beating this drum of, hey, let's have Petra come to church. And Robert didn't tell me that it cost a lot of money. I didn't know that. I thought they were just like, you know, hey, the whole volunteer to come to your church. I didn't understand, but apparently it costs a lot of money. Anyway, so I was beating this drum nonstop of, here, let's have Petra, and everybody was kind of like, no. And so then it was kind of a fluke when you happened to mention the Petra, it used to be a band, on the radio show. So it's kind of like a continuation of me beating my Petra drum, but now it's coming in the form of the interview. So I didn't get what I was originally asking for, which was the concert at a church. I got, or you know, we're all getting, but the interview.
Right.
You see, so it's like I got a variant of it, which to me is also pretty exciting. It's like God heard me, but He did it in a different way.
Yeah.
So there must be something else that God wants them to hear through Bob Hartman tomorrow, I'm really excited about.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, so I won't tell anybody, and I won't play the messages that Rosalind left because you wouldn't be able to understand them, but because of her excitement. So anyway, the point is tomorrow there's going to be an opportunity for something to take place, and somebody has got a divine appointment set up in this process, and it could be anybody who's listening right now, so tune in. I know that sounds manipulative, but it also is, don't miss it if it's for you, right? I mean, that's the way to say it. So, and your messages, your texts were wonderful. The letters you wrote them were fantastic. And I only know you as an excited person. And so when you left that voicemail, it's like, that line, I'm so excited, I can't talk right now. It's just like, I'm just so blessed by that. So excellent job in making yourself available. Okay? Excellent job.
Well, I'm just grateful that God gave me the opportunity.
Yeah. You did a great job. And whatever a blessing, we all appreciate your effort in this, just so you can know.
Okay. Well, you're all very welcome, and I'm super excited. And ask them tomorrow, because they were one of the first bands that started Christian rock and roll back in the 70s. And so they had to deal with a lot of churches saying, you know, they're playing devil's music and going to corrupt all the youth, and that it was just, you know, instead of the church supporting what they were doing in their ministry, they actually had to... They took a lot of beatings from them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, many, many of the early bands. Just so many of them did. You know, the Randy Stonehills of the days. It's a whole, that whole process. So we'll give them as much time as they want, and hopefully we can get into my, I don't know how much of a conversation we'll have, because we'll only have 45 minutes if he wants to go the whole time. But still, it'll be tons of fun. So I look forward to it. Look forward to talking about.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it. Thank you for having them on the show and for... letting me help with your show too. I'm very grateful to be part of it.
Our privilege. You are a great sister in the Lord, and we love you.
I love you too.
All right.
Okay, I'll let you go. Bye, everybody. Have fun tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, you can't script this. I just want to point that out to people in the universe. Non-scripting. Thank you. All right. So from what Rosalind just said. Leads me, we'll do our trivia question when we get back, but it does lead me into this little thing we do on the show called DNA, and you'll see why. D stands for Draw Closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day you're spending time with the Lord. Why? Because you need to. Why? Have you listened to what's going on outside? Have you taken a look? Have you gotten out of bed and looked around? It's just like... You need as much, if not more, of the Lord in your life now than ever. There's just no question. Draw closer to the Lord daily, D, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never. Well, they said, the churches weren't very supportive of early Christian rock and roll. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And a majority of those songs are completely Bible-based. It's just like, nope, never, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. He said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I come with my Father in glory. And then A, so that's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And here's the big one for today. A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So what does that mean, to be ready to serve? It means, wait, I want to make sure you get this definition. It comes from the Middle Earth Latin, be ready to serve. That's where it comes from. And here's what it means. Be ready to serve. This is what it means. Be ready to serve. It's just that simple. Be ready to serve. What do? You know what? You get up in the morning, you get dressed, and you go out because you're getting ready for your day. You're getting ready for work. You're getting ready for ministry. You're getting ready for this, that, whatever. You get ready for it. Be ready to serve in whatever capacity. What could that capacity be? I don't know. Could be intercessory prayer. Could be a phone call. Could be an email. Could be a text. Could be anything. But you got to be ready. That's the key. Be ready and to serve, doing it for the sake of blessing others. Get it? Cool. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
You should see Gabriel, because he's just running everything. He has to run to this thing, run to this thing. It's great to see it, because I just love that the Lord's bringing him in this way. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, they are. So we're going to have them come forward, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Dr. Spoon. This is Deborah.
Deborah. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Anyway. All right. I hope you're getting a kick out of the show today. This is a fun one today. All right, you ready? All right, here you, this is a good one. Which of David's wives was described as very beautiful to look upon?
I believe it was Bathsheba.
That is correct! You are right!
Yay.
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. That's exactly what it says. Excellent job. By the way, how you doing, Deborah? How are things going for you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm doing a lot better, and, you know, things are going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I want everybody to keep praying for Deborah. Don't stop praying for the audience. One of the things I came up with today when I was praying is everybody should be praying that the Lord would just help one another. Help the people. Help the people, Lord.
Yes,
help the people.
I do pray that, and I do pray for the audience all the time. So
I love it, and I love that you do that, and I love that you call in. And like I said, you are the best guesser we have ever had. So excellent job.
You know, I always thought it was funny that David saw her bathing and her name was Bathsheba. I always thought that was kind of funny.
That's so funny. I didn't even catch that. That's funny. He saw her bathing. Her name is Bathsheba. There you go. I'm using
right,
that.
Y'all have a good day. God bless.
Thanks. God bless.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Looking forward to Bob Hartman and Petra tomorrow. That should be a lot of fun. We'll try and give them as much, Bob as much freedom as he needs to communicate what's on his heart. Plus, give information about the upcoming concerts. I have a list of the concerts in, so we'll have some of those ready for people. I'm looking forward to that. All right, so let's do our next trivia question. What a show. Just, like, so different, right? Some shows are, like, very studious. Like, where you get in there, and I teach. It's like teaching. Five out of the six segments are, like, teach, teach, teach. And then you have this kind of show. It's like, okay.
This show's flying by. It's moving right now.
Unbelievable. And then having Chaplain Brandon call in, that was just like it's just the whole thing. I don't know. You just get that sense of like, oh, Lord doing something. Let's just hang out with him. Trivia question number two for the day. So we're going to miss one. So there's only going to be four. So Jeanette can only be 4 for 4 today. She can't be 5 for 5. That's a joke between Jeanette and I. The 12 apostles, this is true or false, were first sent by God to the Samaritans. Is that true or false? Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 6. The 12 apostles were first, look how I did that little emphasis, first sent by God to the Samaritans. Is that true or false? Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 through 6. We're working with Jacob, and because we're working on one of the audiobooks, and it just the one thing that blows my mind about the audiobooks is that after you read like your own stuff, is your own voice. You start going, "That's how I sound." Everybody says that though. That's how I sound.
I do the same thing when I edit these episodes.
It's just like, wow, what happened? I thought that's funny. All right, true or false? The 12 apostles were first sent to the Samaritans. Is that true or false? Matthew chapter 10, 5 through 6 is your place that you want to talk about, your place you want to respond to that. You can call 972 845-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Okay. It's all right? It's all right. It's all right. It's good. Glasses. Now, I've mentioned this before, so it's not new, and now that I'm 12-plus years deep in it, it's just real simple. Some people, not everybody, okay? I have Rob's one of my really, really good friends. He's only recently had to move to reading glasses. But some people, when you get older, you need a little help with the reading. That your eyesight, it's not that you don't see things, but the clarity you had when you were 21 is a little different than when you are 51 with your eyes. And if it's not at 51, then it's 61. And if you're blessed, then not 61, it's 71. Got it, okay? For me, it was at 50. I must turn 50, and glasses became pretty important at that point, okay, for me. Why that's an issue, we're going to get to the caller in a second, but why that's an issue is because the glasses helped me see better. Why that's important is because by seeing better, my mind was able to grasp the things that I was reading more clearly, and that's basically where it comes down to it in the Christian walk. When you start seeing things and you get older, you need a little bit more assistance because you're maturing. And when you're maturing, you put on glasses from the Lord and they help your mind grow up and get things better. My beautiful, wonderful daughter, who I talked to yesterday, and she was, you know, crying a little bit on the phone, and she's like, as I'm getting older, Dad, this is what she said to me, and she didn't know I was teaching this message. As I'm getting older, I'm seeing things differently, and they're helping me. Instead of, you know, this absolute demand to get this done, this done, this done, this done, I'm residing more in the Lord and letting it go and trusting that God has a better plan than my will being imposed on it. And she's growing up and seeing things more clearly, and God is giving her a better set of glasses than she had when she was 21. Now she's gone through it. It's been tough at times, hard, in fact, for her. But now she has a better clarity of who God is and what he's doing. That's the kind of glasses we need from the Lord. Now, I'm going to leave it there because I want to give you, when we come back, a very specific element to these glasses. Just not light, lights out, knock it down, phenomenal. And we're going to get to that when we come back. But first, we're going to take our call because we have a caller ready to answer the trivia question. So let's have them pop on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
David, you're talking to Fred. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, sir. I can't complain.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. You ready for this one? Well, this is a classic, but I just know in my heart you got this one going. So you ready?
I think I have. I may have answered.
Okay. All right. It's a true or false? True or false? The 12 apostles were sent by God first to the Samaritans.
So the answer to that is simple. I mean, Jesus said, go not to the Gentiles nor to the Samaritans.
Yes, I am correct.
To the lost sheep of Israel.
That is right-a-roni. So it's really important to get that. It's like, no, this is what the Lord said. No. This is why, that's why Romans 1:16, to the gospel, to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. That's what it says. You can't take it away. You can't change it. You can't undo it.
No, you cannot. The other thing about the glasses is so important. It's imperative that we certainly get an understanding of what God wants us to know from his word. When I place it, I'm going to be able to hang up. When I pray for people, certainly I pray for salvation. I pray for God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. But then I quote St. Luke chapter 24, verse 4-5. The simple says, then open he, that he is Jesus, opened up their understanding that they might understand scriptures. It's very important to be filled with the Spirit, because he opened doors and takes the scales off your eyes to see and understand his word plainly.
That is exactly right. Amazingly, people aren't just going, just thank you for including me. Just thank you for letting me be in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, amazingly, people are going, thank you, I even get to talk to you. Yay! You know, it's just like, wow. Amazing, right? Excellent.
Absolutely.
Excellent job, Fred. Excellent. Phenomenal.
All right. God bless you, man. Have a wonderful day.
All right. God bless, brother. All right. Fantastic. All the calls. Everybody's just doing a phenomenal job. You guys are just, you're carrying the show. You're making it easy for me. I appreciate that. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation and Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas, I like the season, and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be, celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome, it's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Wow, here we go. Okay, you guys, here we go. I want you to be ready. Here you go. True or false, the first idol of Israel was built by Solomon. True or false? Exodus 32 is going to be your reference point. True or false? The first idol of Israel was built by Solomon. Exodus 32 is your reference point. Yeah, the whole chapter. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So the question is, the first idol of Israel was built by Solomon. Is that true or false? Exodus 32, a chapter that should be well known to many. Make reference to it. Tell me if it's true or false. Reach out to us. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. We did tell you, and I'll tell you again. So not only is there access to, 4,500 hours of podcasts. That's a lot. I don't care what anybody says. That's a lot. Additionally, you can get brochures or bumper stickers or business cards for free. Up to you. You have a chance to give. And we love it if you give. If you can't give, got it. If you can give, great. You're not going to get a whistle from us, but you will get a thank you and a receipt at the end of the year. It does keep the ministry going. That's just that simple. You can also have a place to, or there also is a place for you to watch video, listen to audio. There's some articles up there. Plus, you can fill out if you want a prayer request or praise reports right there. Easy to do. Nobody gets that information. We keep it private. All there for you to check out on the website, hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
Yeah, I love it. I could have used that last night. I'm not going to say why. We're going to do our history in the next segment. I'm going to do in this segment four jokes, three one-liners, and another joke. It is funny. I think it is. The first two are cutesy. The third one's really good. The fourth one's great. All right, here we go. Why was the mushroom the hit of the party? You guys should know this one. Why was the mushroom the hit of the party? Because he was the fun guy. Fun guy.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
Okay. Why did the other vegetables like the corn? He was always willing to lend an ear. See?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay, this one I really like, and the last one's my fave. Computer salesman. This computer will do half your work for you. Customer. I'll take two. Let's see, because then they get all those. That's good. All right. But this, I gotta say, I like this one. Some people won't like it, but it's funny. Teacher to Billy. Billy, what did you do when Ed called you a liar? Billy responds, I remembered what you told me. A soft answer turns away anger. Teacher, very good, Billy. And what did you give him? Billy answers, I gave him a soft tomato. See, that's a good one. You just give him a soft tomato.
The third one was the best one to me.
Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, you got to admit. I'll take two. All right. That's what you get when you listen to the show. Don't ask me. Here it is. The first idol of Israel was built by Solomon. True or false? Exodus 32 is your reference point. 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 is the text. David@hemusincrease.org is, in fact, the email. So we were talking about glasses, and that I started wearing glasses when I was 50. Now, my son has actually worn glasses most of his life. So it's like, I'm not talking about that and the genetics. I'm not talking about that. What I'm simply pointing out is that as you get older, the visual that you have from God needs to be adjusted so that your sight that you're seeing is in line with what it is that God wants you to see. And as you grow up and mature in the Lord, the pictures form some kind of different collage than they would have when you were younger. The key element in wearing glasses that are divine comes from one very specific verse. There's a verse about wearing glasses. Yes, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, for we live by faith and not by sight. It doesn't say, well, we try. It says we live by faith. Well, we think about living by faith. No, it doesn't say that. It says we live by faith and not by sight. Well, what do you mean we live by faith and not by sight? The problem is when we live by what we can see, instead of by faith, we close the window on miracles in the vision of what we're looking at. The truth is, and this is a truth for many of you, even if you're not a type A personality, most people still have this strong desire to control, run, coordinate in some capacity. And so when we do that and we walk in the natural and not with faith, we leave no room for the miraculous to emerge. And then we exhaust all our energy trying to make happen what we think should happen the way we think it should happen. I am telling you this. I'm confessing this sin to you right now. I shouldn't confess it, but I am. Working on this audiobook project has been a challenge for my patience and a challenge for my control. I do, but then I have to repent. But you really can't live your Christian life telling God how it's going to go down because of how you see it. You got to stop doing that. Eric brings up just now, just think about Ace. Just think about what Ace's lesson, how the Lord complete, not by what he can see, and the natural never should have happened, but then the Lord blesses him with the miracle. And what we do is we get into our circumstances, either with our kids, our situations, our whatever, and we put the parameters on them. We put the blinders to God's glasses of faith, and we put on the flesh or the natural or the sight blinders saying it can only be this way. And I'll just ask you this question, and as a Christian, I think this answer will sum it up. How many times have you seen something processing and then assumed it was going to go one way and it goes a different way? What would you be at this point in your life? 10,000? 20,000 times? When we try to control it and run it and not observe it through faith, we're trying to God the issue. You can't do that. We just spent a year and a half talking about Job. You know what, Job? Great that you did this. Great that you did this. But your whole complaint is based on you not seeing what's really going on. It's like, in fact, Job, God was bragging about you. He was? You see what I'm saying? It's like that would change the entire dialogue. Yeah. So people, we don't see it that way. And then when we don't see it that way, and then we try and make it happen or force it to happen or whatever the case may be. What I'm trying to say to you is that there's a very specific pair of glasses you and I are supposed to put on. It's not even that complex. It's called the glasses with the prescription of faith. You got to see with faith. Jesus taught that. I mean, from start to finish in his ministry. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, I want to please the Lord. Okay, well then have faith. No, I want to do this. Why don't you have faith? Why don't you see with faith? Why don't you look at that with faith? Why don't you operate with faith? That's what pleases the Lord. Ask Abraham. What happens when you no longer operate in that faith? You create an Ishmael. That's what happens. That's not good, right? Right, that's not good. All right. To the triv, because I got another big section of this I got to finish. The first idol of Israel was built by Solomon. Is that true or false? Exodus 32, that is false, since Solomon wasn't anywhere in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy. I think we can all understand that Aaron, the calf, and the people were a part of the problem, right? We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. You think three words? Come on, Dave. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, Rabboni, which is Hebrew for teacher, or it doesn't matter if your translation says master, rabbi, it doesn't, I don't care. She said, Mary. She responded, Master, Lord. You see, the resurrected Jesus Christ speaks the name of his sheep. And Jesus knows your name. My sheep, Jesus said, know my voice, and they hear me. And you were going along in your journey. Maybe you were young and you were in church. Maybe you were young and somebody brought it to you. Maybe you were in the middle part of your life. Maybe in the later part of your life. But at some point, Jesus said your name. He said, David, Tierra, Tiffany, Noel, Joshua, Ashley. At some point, he called your name. The risen Messiah spoke your name to you. You know what? That's when you said, yes, Lord. Yes, Master. Yes, Rabboni. It's the most powerful moment because it's the moment that the divine Messiah speaks to you and pulls you from one kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, into another kingdom, the kingdom of light. It is the moment that changed everything. And Billy Graham had a really good piece on it. Said some people can really define that moment, some people can't. Doesn't matter. It happened for those that, well, it's kind of like a metamorphosis, but it happened. And in the economy of God, it happens more specifically. And maybe the person doesn't know the date. I know my date, but maybe the person doesn't know the date they said yes to Jesus. But there was a moment where Jesus called your name and you said yes. And that was the beginning of your understanding of his depth of love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question. The prophet Samuel, when he was a child, was trained in the temple. Is that true or false? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 25 through 28. The prophet Samuel, when he was a child, was trained in the temple. True or false? 1 Samuel 1, 25 through 28 would be your reference point. You can reach out to us at 972-445-0770. You send a text 214-210-8483 or send an email David at hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do history.
Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past.
All right, so you know how some days are better than others in history?
Yes.
This is an exceptional day.
All right.
Now, I understand a lot of people won't appreciate this first one, but I'm still going to put it out there, but that's not as good as the three that are going to follow. Okay, here it is. Today is frozen food day. So you got, I don't know how you got to have frozen food, right?
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, frozen pizza, right? Okay. Some people are missing on this on the question. I want to make sure people understand that the prophet Samuel, when he was a child, his mom was Hannah, was trained in the temple. 1 Samuel 1, 25 through 28. Is that true or false? Double check, please. Here's the other foods. Ready? National Oreo Cookie Day.
Okay. I like that one. That's a good one.
Okay. How about this one? National White Chocolate Cheesecake Day.
Okay.
Is it all foods? I'm just telling you, I love those. Okay? I love Oreos. I love white chocolate cheesecake. I like white chocolate anything. That's what I like. And I like frozen food. I'm sorry. Am I supposed to apologize? I'm not apologizing. Okay. Today is also 1836. Texan volunteers are defeated at the Alamo. This was the day that took place. 1836. Wow. For those that don't know, 1943, the first atomic bomb. The residents of Hanford, Washington are given 30 days notice to vacate. The United States government was buying the land to build a production facility for the first atomic bomb. Wow. And then finally, for those that are unaware, today is Middle Name Pride Day. So your middle name, taking pride in your middle name, a lot of people don't like their middle name. My middle name is Scott. That's my middle name. David Scott Spoon, DSS, like a dentist.
My middle name is Kyle. So Jacob Kyle Williams.
Jacob Kyle Williams. That's a good middle name. I like it. That's a good one, right?
Not as good as Scott.
Yeah. Depends on who, what the name is that follows Scott. All right. So listen, before I let you guys get out of this, because I got to finish this teaching, some people are missing this trivia question, so I'm trying to help. Listen to what it says. The prophet Samuel, when he was a child, was trained in the temple. Was he trained in the temple? Yes or no? 1 Samuel 1, 25 through 28. I'm even going to make a reference. Yes, I'm even going. Yes, Eric. I'm even going to make a reference so that people know. In the meantime, I want you to understand why it's so important. Okay? Why it's so important to wear the right glasses. I don't want you to miss this. Okay? All right. Many of you know that passage that I read, right? Okay. The passage is 2 Corinthians 5 through 7, or 5, 7. And that passage is, we walk by faith and not by sight. Many of you know that. But another passage you and I often quote or comment to and don't tie it together is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. One that many of us pray on a regular basis, but then forget to apply it. And this one says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So how does that tie in with we walk by faith and not by sight? Because what it's talking about when it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, which, by the way, all your heart means all of it, not some of it. Not 80% of it, but all of it. And it says, lean not on your own understanding. The lean not on your own understanding is you and me in our assessment based on what we see and understand. And we're doing that based on what we perceive in our current glasses that aren't by faith as our take in on the situation. And the problem with that is that we can't afford to lean on our own understanding based on what we see, based on what we assess, simply by us alone without faith, because we're often wrong and it often excludes the divine element. You've heard us say on the show countless times that when you see something, you have to see it. You have to have Jesus in the picture. But when we're assessing things, we typically assess them from an evaluative point of view that we function in, that we're saying, this is how I see it. This is my call. This is my take on it. As if life is a board game. And it's like, no, no, no. There's always in the kingdom of God, especially for believers, there's always another player playing the game that we're not accounting for. The Lord always has something going on. Saul, before he became king of Israel, thought. Listen to what I'm saying. Saul thought he was looking for donkeys. That was his assessment. That's what he could see. His dad told him to go find donkeys. God told Samuel, I'm sending you a king. So, on one side, Saul is seeing it from a pet detective point of view. On God's side, it's like, I'm bringing a king out to you. From Saul's own perspective, he's just looking for animals. From the divine perspective, he's coordinating a meeting between Saul and Samuel to give Israel their king. That's a very big difference in observation. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people observing strictly from their own realm, instead of making sure that we have faith as a part of the picture and making sure you understand that a miracle can make that picture different instantly. And you have to see that picture that way. That's called seeing it with faith. That's giving room to what the Lord may want to do. Change it. It's not cement just because you look at it and say it is. Did you get that? The prescription glasses that we've talked about before have, you should have another set of glasses. Some people have sunglasses and then reading glasses. Some people have glasses, bifocals, and they change. You need to have these in some of your glasses. Get it? Faith. See it with faith. Now how does it look? Does it look different than it did before? Of course it does, because God makes things look different, right? Okay. In regards to the trivia question, I'll make sure we get this understood. As you know, Hannah gave her child to be raised by Eli in Shiloh. So when the basic question came down, Samuel's given to Eli. He was a child that was trained in the temple. Yes, because he was given to the temple to Eli the priest at Shiloh to be trained as a gift to God. Ha, there you go. That's your answer. So the answer is true. Technically, the answer is true. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. 22 and a half hour break, then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows when a broken heart will mend? Broken hearts don't die.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.